Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Yod, Mishnah Tet, here will talk about items that you're forbidden to buy from certain people because of the possibility that they're stolen. The Rambam writes, Asur liknot min haganava hefet sheganav. It's forbidden to buy a stolen item from a thief. And then he continues, Ve'avon gadol hu shehare mahazik yedei ovrei avera. It's a major avon if you do, because you're supporting the people who violate the Torah. Ve'gorem lo lignov genevot aherot. And you're causing that person to continue to make more thefts, to continue to steal. Shim lo yimsa lokeach eno goneh. Because if he finds no customers, he's not going to steal. So if you buy a stolen item from somebody, you're encouraging more theft. The Mishnah then says, that was just quoting the Rambam, just on this Mishnah in general, the Mishnah says, En lokhim min haro'im, semer v'halav u'gedayim. You're not allowed to buy wool, milk, or young goats from shepherds. These shepherds are hired to take care of other people's flocks. And any of these items that we're talking about, wool, milk, or young goats, we suspect the shepherds of stealing from the rightful owners and selling them without permission. Velo meshomre perot etzim uperot, and from people who are watchmen of fruit orchards, you're not allowed to buy wood or fruit from them because they're suspected of stealing them from the orchard without the permission of their owners. Aval lokhim min hanashim kelesemed bihuda ukle pishtan bagalil va'agalim basharon. You're allowed to buy from married women wool garments in Yehuda, linen garments in the Galil, and kevs in Sharon. It was common for women in these places, women in Yehuda, to make woolen garments, the woman of the Galil to make linen garments, and for women in the Sharon to raise and sell calves. It was a standard practice in those places that they would be involved in this type of commerce. So we could assume that they had the permission of their husband to do it, that they're not stealing from their husbands. We could make that assumption that it is with the full permission of their husbands, and therefore you could buy those items from those women in those places. V'cholan she'amru lehatmin asul. But in any situation, if a woman told the buyer after she sold to him, please hide it, don't reveal to others, don't show it to other people, it would be prohibited to buy it from that lady, because we could make the assumption that if she wants us to hide the merchandise, it was stolen and she doesn't want to get caught. Ve'lokhin betzim v'tanigolim mikol makom. You're allowed to buy eggs and chickens anywhere from any person because they're very common, they're not expensive, the profit margins on them are very small, and it would be very unlikely that they were stolen. People wouldn't go to that type of risk of stealing something for the small profit that eggs or chickens would bring them. So therefore, we can make the assumption that they are not stolen. But if the seller of them says, oh, hide them when you buy them from me, in that case, we do have to be nervous when we would not be allowed to buy them.